COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
Howdy, folks. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Legal Massachusetts, the heartland of America. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at _IAmCannabisSativa and on Twitter at @ICSativaPod.
Shenanigans! Shenanigans! Shenanigans!
Shenanigans! Shenanigans! Shenanigans! This is why Big Marijuana is trying so flipping hard. And they're succeeding in a lot of ways. A lot of states, even adult use states, are increasingly banning Delta 8 THC. And it's not because of the guise of flipping, oh my God, it's unregulated, it's not safe. Yeah, there are some unscrupulous companies that cut corners that make their Delta 8 or synthesize Delta 8 from their house kitchen, and they're not using proper equipment. Or, you know, or they do have some of the equipment you need to make Delta 8, but they're not using all the equipment necessary. They're not taking all the precautions necessary. And some people are putting chemicals they should. But to say that we need to shut down Delta 8 and shut down the production of it, and saying that, you know, we need to only relegate its sale to expensive dispensaries or expensive head shops. Again, I mean, I go to head shops now and again to buy hemp products, to buy vaporizers, to buy 510 batteries whenever I need a replacement battery for my vape cart. a lot of these head shops, although the one that I go to, they sell kratom at a very, very cheap price, so I love going there, but like they do sell flower, they do sell CBD flower, but it is way more expensive than buying it online, and the quality isn't as good, because some of the ones that I checked out when I was at that my favorite head shop, like some of these CBD strains look like they're months and months old, not even months old, and probably even years old, because who knows what like podunk supplier they got it from. And a lot of times in head shops, they have in-house brands that they like to rely on that are cheap for them and inexpensive for them, but aren't the safest. So even if you're like, oh, you know, we need Delta 8 to be more regulated, or we need it to only be sold at certain authorized stores where they can ID more or whatever, these head shops, they cut corners too. So they're probably going to use the cheapest CBD vendor that they can afford. They're going to use only the brands that work for them. So again, there's only going to be a handful of brands that their store is going to have of CBD cards or CBD or even Delta 8 cards. They're only going to use their particular in-house brands that offer them the best deal. So you're not even going to have the variety that you have on the internet, where there are thousands of vendors you can go to. Again, some of those vendors online, they make specific strains that help your illness and that work for you, and they usually almost always have it. But a head shop where they have way more overhead, where, you know, they have to pay rent to a storefront, they have to pay a bunch of employees, they have more overhead and higher expenses. So guess what they're going to do? They're going to charge you more for the product that they sell. And again, they're going to get it from the places that work best for you, and regardless of what's going to work for you and your medical illness. But online, where people don't have as much overhead, they're free to grow whatever strains they want to grow, and whatever strains are going to work for their customers. There's less of an incentive, or again, there's just way more options and way more choice on the internet. You being able to buy and purchase from a vendor online. Again, I mean, you can just basically say, hey, you know, all these vendors have to check that you're over 21 or whatever. They have to do an IT check or whatever on their site. I mean, there's so many other ways you can get around this. Oh, we need more regulation, we need more oversight. There's so many ways that you can assuage those fears without killing access to Delta 8 and other cannabinoids that people need, without killing their access and without killing the affordability aspect of being able to buy it online and being able to not have to go to a head shop. Again, head shops, they're going to charge a lot more than your online vendor. There's just way more expenses at a traditional shop. But again, I do feel we can have cannabis access and affordability at the same time. They don't want people being like me, where, you know, I used to consume regular THC a whole lot, but now I don't as much anymore, because I can just go the CBD and Delta 8 distillate route. That's the route I've been going this past year, and it's been a lot better for me. But they don't want people like me, because I'm gonna lose big marijuana a lot of money. So you're seeing a lot of adult use states cracking down. You're seeing big marijuana begging states to make Delta 8 illegal. So let's read about that. This is from binoid.binoidcbd. Marijuana farmers feel threatened by Delta 8 THC. Delta 8 THC has been a godsend to those in the cannabis industry in many ways since it first hit the scene about 2 years ago. Delta 8 is the minor cannabinoid of the hemp plant and has mild Delta 8 psychoactive properties, about 30% less intoxicating than Delta 9 THC, while being relatively cheap to produce, as it is simply a matter of rearranging the molecules of its isomer CBD. Delta 8, now widely available throughout the country, at least in states where it's legal, is recognized as a federally legal compound because it comes from hemp. While marijuana and its dominant intoxicating cannabinoid, Delta 9, remain federally prohibited and illegal in most states. By and large, the cannabis community is delighted to have legal access to a form of tetrahydrocannabidiol, THC, that can be purchased online in another state. Delta 8 is also different from Delta 9 in effects. Besides being milder, it seems to offer relaxing properties that many cannabis users seek out. Therefore, it's not surprising that a lot of other people are choosing Delta 8 over Delta 9 for numerous reasons. Still, not everyone's happy about this minor cannabinoid success, including marijuana farmers in Washington State. They believe that the state laws are inhibiting their business, while Delta 8 THC continues to act as an ever-growing competition. Currently, farmers are worried that Delta 8 market in the state will put them out of business entirely. For a lot of these big MSOs, I say good. You're in Massachusetts, you charge me $400 an ounce if I were to go in the recreational market, and you charge me $80 to $100 per gram of concentrate after taxes. Why? What good reason should I go to you over buying Delta 8? And these people are not going to give me a good reason. The only reason they'll be like, oh, well, we're regulated more, so we're safer. Yes, but at a lot of these stores, at a lot of these recreational and medical dispensaries, even though they have to follow all these regulations, they still cut corners, and they still put out moldy products sometimes too. So this whole, well, there's going to be more regulation. No, just because it's regulated doesn't mean that moldy products don't still get sold, because friends of the show have talked about this often. In a lot of mass dispensaries, you know, especially these MSO ones like Curaleaf, Netta, and others that I'm not naming, they still put out bad product, even though they're quote unquote more regulated than a Delta 8 sort of online store. This whole, well, there's more regulation by state-run dispensaries, not necessarily true, because they can skirt that regulation. Delta 8 THC legal in Washington. Washington State is one of 38 states in which Delta 8 is legal, as Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Delaware, Idaho, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New York, Rhode Island, Utah have banned the cannabinoid since it hit the market. Resident enthusiasts can purchase Delta 8 in local stores and online as long as they're of legal age. This poses an issue for Washington farmers, at least if you ask them, because producing Delta 8 THC products is simply cheaper than purchasing marijuana products. As success grows in this state, marijuana farmers are worried it can overtake demand for their own products. Make better products and make them cheaper. Then you don't got to worry about this. Instead of crying to the referee and demanding that your competition forfeit. Because that's what these big MSOs are doing. They're demanding that their competition forfeits under the guise of safety, so they can price gouge you, and they're the only game in town, so you have to buy at their inflated prices. That's what they want. They don't want to compete on an even keel with these people. They want to kill them entirely, so they don't even have to compete against competing fairly with your competition in our capitalism. That's a sucker's game. Killing your competition, now that's where the game is. But again, let's continue. As its success grows in this state, marijuana farmers are worried that it can overtake demand for their own products, while Delta 8 is also often sold at cheaper prices to reflect the lower manufacturing costs, thus giving Delta 8 yet another competitive advantage. So what exactly happened with Delta 8 in Washington? Marijuana farmers from Washington met with scientists and state lawmakers in a virtual meeting to discuss cannabis legislation moving forward to air their concerns. The biggest obstacle is that those with a license to grow and produce marijuana products currently cannot do the same with hemp products, which means that farmers are missing out on a huge piece of the pie. Because Delta 8 products is more accessible and cheaper, they worry that their customers will end up giving up marijuana entirely. I've already done that for the most part. Way cheaper. It does the job. I don't have to get more intoxicated than I need or want to. And I can spend my money on other things besides their product. But again, they don't want that. They want to be able to continue to price gouge you. And they want to be the only game in town, so they continue to price gouge you in perpetuity. They don't want to compete fairly with Delta. They want to crush Delta 8 so they can continue to price gouge. Those are their pressing concerns. It's not safety. It's not, oh my God, you know, we have to ensure Delta 8 is safe. No, that's not the reason. They want to kill the competition so they can price gouge. Because Delta 8 products is more accessible and cheaper, they worry that their customers will end up giving up marijuana entirely in favor of this newer cannabinoid on the market. During the meeting, some participants mistakenly thought they heard that Delta 8 was going to be banned throughout their state, but since then, a spokesperson said that is simply not true. However, what does remain since the meeting is a ban on marijuana manufacturers and distributors selling any hemp-derived products. Some farmers tried to urge lawmakers to ban Delta 8, as other states throughout the country have already done. While Washington has always had relatively liberal cannabis laws compared to other states, so this is unlikely to happen. Further complicating the issue is that the majority of hemp products, including Delta 8, are coming from out of state rather than being manufactured within state lines. Meanwhile, companies that make Delta 8 products are seeing huge increase in sales, while marijuana farmers fear that their harvest will no longer be as useful. Essentially, demand for Delta 8 is growing to the point that farmers are nervous. Now, all of this is not to say that there are not lawmakers or other officials in the state government who wish to see some of these policies change. Also, cannabis advocates in the state are putting more and more pressure on lawmakers to enable marijuana industry members to be able to legally grow and produce hemp products to allow them an opportunity to enjoy the new avenue of sales so that they are no longer competing directly against the market responsible for providing users with CBD, Delta 8, and other hemp-derived derivatives. Currently, Delta 8 THC is sold in some dispensaries in Washington, which is also adding to the fierce competition that is impacting farmers. Washington State, behind the hemp market curve. In Washington, there are far more marijuana farmers and businesses than there are hemp farmers and manufacturers. Washington has a marijuana program for several years, and when hemp was legalized federally in 2018, residents expected a boom in hemp farming throughout the state. However, this boom never simply took place. To compare, last year, Washington had 182 hemp businesses that obtained licenses compared to Oregon's 2,027. There is also major disparities in hemp farmland between Washington and neighboring states in which both hemp and marijuana products are legal. Essentially, the hemp industry that is booming in Washington is largely dependent on imports from nearby states, which some feel is ultimately not good for the state's economy. For marijuana farmers to feel less threatened by Delta 8 market, one of two things would need to happen. Either Delta 8 would need to be banned in the state, or marijuana farmers would need to be allowed to grow hemp, which would require more resources on the farmers' parts at the end of the day. Time will tell what happens to the marijuana and hemp industries in Washington and in the rest of the country. Currently, the marijuana market in the state is booming, while Delta 8 products such as gummies become more and more popular. These two cannabinoids can coexist in the state as they behave differently in the body. But what remains to be seen is what the future looks like for both hemp and marijuana farmers throughout Washington. End of article. These marijuana vendors, these MSOs particularly, what they don't get is people over 30 like myself, we have more discerning taste. You know, we're not in our 20s anymore. We're not looking to simply get as high as possible. You know, we're smoking with intentionality at our age. You know, we're smoking to, you know, relieve sleep issues or relieve pain or relieve other medical ailments we have. You know, the recreational or the fun part of it takes a back seat. That's a fringe benefit, but it's not the main reason why we're using compared to people that are still in their 20s. We have more discerning tastes. We have other responsibilities. We have careers that we have. We have kids at the age that we're in. We have serious marriages and relationships. Simply getting as high as possible is not our biggest priority in our 30s. I like Delta 8 distillate. I like vaporizing my CBD before I go to bed and then putting Delta 8 distillate on top of that. And then that helps me feel just medicated enough that I can get a good night's sleep. I don't have to get a heavy hitting THC Delta 9 THC indica. And while that indica is going to help me sleep just as well as the Delta 8, I'm also going to feel high and baked, which, again, it's a fun feeling, but I don't need to feel that all the time, you know? And I've talked to one person, I've talked to one other person who's middle age, and he likes Delta 8 because it does not get him as high as some of these very powerful Delta 9 strains. You know, it's like old school marijuana that wasn't as highly as potent. You know, it's like marijuana of the 90s or prior to that, or the early 2000s, where it's not as potent. It's not 20-something%. And I think that it would be major malpractice to do Delta 8 crackdowns, because you have a lot of older people like myself, you have a lot of middle-aged people, they don't want to be sent to the moon every time they use a cannabis product. They just want to feel medicated and good. That's it. I can just find a way to get to a head shop if they were to do these bans, but I worry about the other people who don't have that privilege. Again, it would be malpractice to do a wide-scale crackdown on Delta 8. You're going to put a lot of farmers out of business. You're going to put a lot of vendors out of business. And you're going to be taking away medicine from grown-ass adults over the age of 30 that don't want to be sent to the moon every time they medicate. I think that's a pretty substantial thing to be mindful of. But a lot of people that are worried about safety first, They're missing out on this aspect, and I implore them to be more thoughtful and considerate in their mindset of safety at all costs. You're going to be taking medicine and products away from grown adults that grown law abiding and tax paying adults that work for a living. You're going to be taking medicine and products that work well for them away from them, and you know. I can't, that does not sit well with me. We got to be very careful about what we're doing. But again, I don't want to keep this episode too long. As always, I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at _IamCannabisSativa. You can find me on Twitter at ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9.
9. And you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as DOGTREAT20, TINCTURE20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD. And that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.